Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. And we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. It says, we walk by faith, not by sight. I would encourage you to do something. Close your eyes and try walking without sight. And you will get an idea of what it means to walk by faith. You may ask me a question, faith in what? Faith in the unchanging character of God, goodness of God, love of God, and truth that He always has your best interests at heart. With God, information is given on a need-to-know basis, and God determines who needs to know what and when. Here is an example of this. The early church needs to decide if God is calling them to include Gentiles. So after much prayer, they send out this letter. And what is the letter? In Acts chapter 15, verse 28, they write, it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us. Really? Seemed good? The future of the entire human race is at stake. And the best you can do is, it seemed good. Yet the church leaders were quite comfortable sending out this letter. And apparently, God's will for His people was that they should not be told precisely what His will was, or at least not all the details. Presumably, He knew they would grow more if they had to think and discuss and hash it out rather than get a memo. Evidently, they did not require certainty. They were happy to settle for heartfelt obedience. When Apostle Paul says we walk by faith, he's referring to the slowest form of transportation known to man. He's also referring to a process that happens one step at a time. God has the satellite view. He sees your entire journey from beginning to the end and plans each step. And He says, do what I have given you to do, and when you have done it, I will show you what I want you to do next. That is what is called walking by faith and not by sight. My dear brothers and sisters, be encouraged, be increased in faith, be fortified in faith, and ensure that your walk is a step-by-step walk with the Lord Jesus by your side. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to you for this day that you have given to us and added into our lives. We are highly grateful. We humble ourselves before you. We acknowledge your lordship over our spirit and soul and our body. We pray, Lord, that we are men and women who can falter in faith. Oh Lord, I pray that you'll help our unbelief and give us the grace to believe in you 100%. Lord, yes, we cannot see you. We sometimes cannot feel you. We can only hear you, O Lord, in our inner man. O Father, I pray that, Lord, your voice will be audible into our human spirit, and we'll be able to comprehend the greatness and the goodness of God in our lives. Your word will become real, and your promises will be made evident, and, Lord, attainable and achievable for your people, O Lord, that we'll appropriate every promise of your word through faith, in the name of Jesus. And we want to say thank you, O Lord, because you never fail. Your word never faileth. Heaven and earth will pass away, your word says, but your word will remain forever and ever and ever. And therefore I pray, Lord, today, Lord, I pray that you will give us that faith that, O Lord, O Father, we'll be able to move mountains in the mighty name of Jesus. We'll be able to do great works in your kingdom, for the expansion of your kingdom, and that you will be alone exalted. Thank you, Lord. Today, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the daily chores, I cover them under your blood. I bless them, O Father, in your name, and I pray that, Lord, you will keep them from any and every appearance of evil. Preserve them, protect them, provide for them, prosper them, because they are yours. They are called by your name, and I thank you for that. Lord, I also thank you for the ones who may be grappling with ill health. Lord, I speak strength, I speak health, I speak vigor and vitality and longevity in your people, in the mighty name of the Lord, because that's what you have promised to your people. And I thank you for that, for healing your people and for making them whole. We vow to give you the praise and the glory. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, my dear brothers and sisters. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.